Well, back one then, time, sure.
So back in the day, check this
How
story.
Little do you think sailboats are?
You were too fat to be on the Titanic back in the day.
My God!
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
This is Bets and Quotes. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Dave.
All right. And we are back after a long 4th of July weekend. Dave, how was your 4th of July?
It was truly a great break.
Truly.
Drank a lot of Trulies, played some beach volleyball. Yeah, it was a great break. How about you?
That was great because I got to do the, as Mark Rosen called it, a vacation in Minneapolis. So I did the, we were very touristy this weekend. We went to Paisley Park for the first time, which was fun.
Nice.
Went to Chris Hockey's show down in Worthington, which was just a blast because Chris is quite the performer. That was a,
yes, he is.
That was a lot of fun. Second year in a row we've done that.
Yeah, I saw he was singing to you a little bit too.
Little bit, yeah. It was he was singing to my son quite a bit too, which was just awesome. My son had a blast at that show. And then we also, you know, had some lake time too. Of course, have some cousins with cabins and things, so lots of time out of the lake. But I also made my first ever stop to future sponsor Honey and Mackey's ice cream and french fries. Let me tell you, you gotta go to this place. Oh my God, their ice cream is good. And when they say a scoop, it's a very, very healthy scoop, man. I got like the double, and wow, that was a ton of ice cream, and every last bite of it was unbelievable. And they change up their menu quite a bit. Didn't even get a chance to try the fries or the hot dogs, but Honey and Mackey's, you are doing things right.
Is that the place, is that the ice cream shop that's right down by the Spoon?
No, this is up in Plymouth.
Okay. Well, I've heard good things. I want to try that cinnamon ice cream that Corey raves about from Honey and Mackey's as well. So I'll future sponsor Honey and Mackey's.
Absolutely. So they're definitely doing things right there. So. And since it's the All-Star break, we don't really have a Twins score update for you. But, Lou, your Twins are up 5.5 at the break. Their second half over-under total was posted today. That's 94.5 for the year. So the books right now think it's 50-50 that the Twins are going to win 94.5 games. So didn't think we'd be saying that back in March.
Which, what, their over-under was 82.5 or 83.5?
84.5.
So, yeah.
So it went up 10 in the first half.
Wow. Yeah. And they led the, or they set the first half home runs record.
Yep.
The first half, that's pretty sweet too.
Definitely. And that's actually a good segue into the bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. Just one bet to talk about this week, and it's related to baseball. Sauce yesterday threw out to Chris the proposition that he would take Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Carlos Santana versus the field. So that's two players against six in the home run derby last night. And Hawk didn't want to do it. But Tyler George happily stepped in and said, I'll take that bet for $50. And if you watched the home run derby last night, like I did, Vlad Guerrero seemed like he should have won it, but he was just dominating for a long time. But in the end, he fell a little bit short, so the field ended up winning, and Tyler George won his first ever Power Trip bet. Did you watch the home run derby?
I did. I just watched the first round. I feel like if Tyler, first off, congrats on Tyler making his first and winning his first Power Trip bet. But if Tyler was a true gentleman, he would just give Paul his money back, because Vlad was really the winner of the home run derby in my mind.
Yeah, that second round was pretty crazy. It was definitely exciting. You know, I'm not much of a skills competition guy for any of the sports really, but I had the home run derby on as background noise just because there was a bet on it. And man, I found myself getting completely sucked into it. I was like, this is really, really cool.
Yeah, I think the last one that I tuned into that was Power Trip related was when Yoenis was all up in there smacking the wood around. And I remember just following on Twitter along, and every 5 seconds, Paul would tweet out something Yoenis related. And it was pretty genius.
Well, that's all I got. Let's move on.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip quotes. Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
Power Trip quotes.
All right. Well, staying with the All-Star break theme, we are going to recap the top five quotes of the year for 2019 here at the halfway point of the year. And we will start off with All-Star number five, Tommy Olsen.
You know my old go-to back 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade?
No idea.
Watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Are you serious?
And then go online, watch the real film. That was a good little 1-2 combo there. That got it done.
I can buy that.
Yeah, right.
I can buy that.
Still one of my favorites. Obviously, anything Tommy says is gold, but yeah, that one's going to make it deep in the tournament this year.
The old 1-2 combo.
Yeah. Power Trip quote Hall of Famer here at number four, it's John Kreisel from February 1st.
Yeah. You know what I just realized, though? This is a sports stat. Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers have.
Oh, good for you!
So, as Metallica once wrote, sad but true.
But the Gophers are going to win a national title in the next 10 years, so they got that going for them.
yes, they have the Tommy steam.
That's right.
All right, well, at number three, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Christopher Allen Hockey from May 22nd.
I'm thinking, how can I lose 60 pounds in 2 seconds? And I don't.
Chop off your head.
Oh, that's definitely a top seed for me.
Yeah, that hits close to home, being a fellow big head guy. So, at number two, we have Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins from May 31st.
So big Nickelback fan?
Used to be middle school.
That was just such a... I mean, I feel for Parrish there because, you know, he's good buddies with all the guys from Nickelback and everything. But, yeah, that was a pretty sick burn.
That was great timing on Captain Kirk's part there.
Absolutely. Well, at number one, at the halfway point of the year, it's John Kreisel ripping on the Gophers again from March 15th.
And it's a lot more fun when the Gophers are competitive.
How great would it be if they were in the Sweet 16?
Right, so we can bet on them. Right. I don't think that's going to happen.
How great would it
still
be if I have legs? Same chance of that happening. So let's go.
Wow.
He loves to rip on the Gophers, and that's fine with me.
It's funny. He gets Gopher fans going a little bit, but it's always funny when Kreisel compares like a sports team to either his ex-marriage or his legs.
Yeah, so. it's automatic like 100 likes and bunch of retweets, like.
Oh yeah,
he's got a formula that works here for Power Trip quotes.
He knows the winning formula, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there are your first half of 2019 quotes of the year.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. This week on Your Thoughts, we are going to do the Babe Bracket Selection Show. And then we're going to follow it up. We're going to end the show tonight with a couple of your calls from our fan line, which, of course, is 908-TOMMY53, available 24 hours a day. So you may remember back in the day, the Power Trip used to do the babe bracket where they would draft fetching young ladies and they would put them up to a poll for the Rubes and ultimately a winner would be chosen. And the last time they did that was back in 2013 when Kaylee Cuoco won the babe bracket after Paul Meat Sauce Lambert had selected her as his choice. The previous 2 years, Kate Upton had won, which no surprise there for Power Trip listeners, once selected by Bonus and once selected by Corey. So that was kind of tradition back in the day, and it kind of went away after 2013. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of revisit the babe bracket, but we're going to put our own little twist on it. We're gonna nominate 16 individuals as well, but I kind of thought since there's about roughly 16 members of the extended Power Trip cast, let's choose 16 dudes from the Power Trip, and we'll kind of go over each of their features. So we're going to do a selection show, and we are going to each select 4 guys. So that'll be 8 of the guys, and then the other 8 guys will get matched up against the 8 that we have selected. We'll do that in snake draft format because, of course, with the dudes, you do a snake draft every single time. And then we'll put it up to a user poll, and you guys can vote on it. And because we don't want to hurt any feelings here on the Bets and Quotes podcast, I'm going to do the polling a little bit differently. I'm going to have a link where only I can see the results. So we won't know by what margin one person has defeated another person. We'll simply know the winners. So Dave, any thoughts headed into the babe bracket? Are you comfortable doing a babe bracket of dudes?
I'm very comfortable with my, what does PA say? My, masculine femininity. I have no problem rating dudes. I mean, if you have a problem rating dudes, you're probably got something you're hiding or something. Yeah, nothing screams babes like, morning radio.
Absolutely.
So we have a number of very attractive men here to choose from.
100%. Well, let me pull the names out of my fanny pack here, and let's let's get started. So the first one is, we'll go back and forth on these. We'll let you start. Chris Hockey. So we're going to kind of just give a little bit of kind of our sales pitch for each individual guy before we do our selection show. So, Dave, why don't you start with Chris Hockey?
Well, Chris Hockey, he is a very charismatic 46-year-old man. He has a massive crank. He's a lead singer in a band. He's got sweet tattoos. What more could you ask for in a male species?
That is very true. All right, well, next up, I've got Corey Cove. So with Corey, you get a sweet neck beard. You get a man who may or may not be retired from poker. You get a man, you know how he's going to dress, and you know how he's going to eat. So a lot of the complex decisions are taken out of it.
It's very true.
Very intelligent man, and he's got a lot of entrepreneur to him. He's got a lot of ideas. He's an idea man. So Corey can definitely rank on this. Just make sure you don't accidentally inflict pain on him, or he might pass out.
or open a can of Coke Zero.
That's true. All right, Dave, how about AJ Mansoor?
All right. Well, AJ is a very athletic former state finalist basketball player for Burnsville High School. He has an above average beard and he's above average height. I think he's about 6'2 or 6'3. Rangy, you know, he can play offense, defense, very athletic guy. AJ reeks of trust, loyalty, and family values. He is truly a gem.
Indeed. So you're saying he's definitely above average is your selling point.
Yes, all that's right. What I'm going with.
Very good. Well, I've got Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Now, there's a million directions you can go with a man as complex as Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, but let's just start with the fact that this is a man who dates Instagram models. He's got the best calves, hands down, that anyone has ever seen. And by his own admission, with perfect teeth and perfect hair, he's a 10. So what else do you need to know? He's funny, And he's got a sweet new place that he just bought. So you can be among the first to check it out if you're lucky enough to be with Sauce.
Wow. Sign me up. I'm swiping right on that one.
All right. Well, tell us about Mark Parrish.
All right. Well, this dreamy former right winger in the NHL seemingly knows everybody who's famous. He's in great shape still from his playing days. He's got a fantastic smile and beautiful hair. He also plays guitar and golf and can drink anybody under the table. Mark is the full package.
Indeed. And he's a Husky, right?
Oh, yeah. Go Huskies.
Well, I've got John Bonus, and I had to stop writing at five paragraphs and really edit myself down on this one because Bonus is quite the guy. Intelligence off the charts. He's good at math. That kind of makes him my soulmate in a way. He's got an amazing view of downtown Minneapolis. That's a
great
huge selling point right there. He is the best dancer in this whole crew.
Yes.
You don't even have to debate that question. And he's got the greatest laugh of all time. The human laugh track, John Bonus.
And he can buy you whatever the hell you want with all that podcast money he's got coming in. Good God.
I know. We need to consult him, see how we can make like a penny an episode. So. All right. Tell us about what a lot of people would say is the favorite, but with most of our demographic being guys, you never know how guys are going to vote. So tell us about Ben Lieber.
I don't care if you're a woman, a man, a horse, a bird, even an alligator. Ben Lieber is one of the more attractive men on the face of the earth. He is the goat of good looks. He is the dream of the everyday housewife and the entire iHeartMedia staff. Don't let his bald head fool you. One look at his eyes and you'll never be the same. Ben Lieber is a dream.
Ah, very poetic. I feel myself drifting away there. All right, well, I've got, you know, you mentioned former NHLer Mark Parrish. I've got a current NHLer in none other than Jason Zucker. And the last time I checked, he hasn't played for seven different teams. He might by the time this podcast posts, but as of right now, not. He's super fast, and you've never seen a man curse more on the ice than Jason Zucker. He's a 30-goal scorer. Currently playing for the Wild, you know, that's an NHLer right there and a current NHLer at that. And not a bad looking dude, if I do say so myself.
No.
What about Tomers?
Oh, boy. Where to start with Tommy? He's a jock. He's the boy next door. He'll steal your heart and your mother's, too. He's a former college football player and is as trim as ever. Tommy drips with swagger and confidence, and his laughter is infectious.
Those are all great points, and a point of clarification for the rubes out there. You only get Tommy. You don't get Eddie with this, so this isn't a two-for-one. So
right.
Eddie's not on the list. This
right.
is just for Tommy. All right, well, I have what is easily probably the legend of legends, Mark Rosen. What can't you say about Mark Rosen? The man was a legend on WCCO for 50 years. He drops some of the best lines in Power Trip history, including the Magic Fingers line. He loves the Alaskan Pipeline. So if you're into that, you got that going for you. And I mean, he's rosy. Come on. He laughs at people getting injured, dying. you give the situation, Rosie'll laugh about it. Rosie's got a great sense of humor on him. And you'll never have to pick up a tab if you're with Mark Rosen, as long as you're with him. Don't get left behind, Mark Rosen, or you will be picking up the tab. So.
As long as you don't win a gold medal.
That's right. And tell us about Mark Rosen's BFF, Lawyer Lambert.
Oh, boy. Jeff is a salt and pepper with a mustache. He is super attractive. This is truly Atticus Finch meeting George Clooney. Don't be fooled by his 69-year-old frame. Jeff will sweep you off your feet if you can only get him out from under hockey's desk.
Very true. Very true. You got to find him first. I have the gentleman John Creasel. Now, John Creasel is an American hero, having served in Iraq. He, of course, lost his legs in Iraq, and he has the biggest sense of humor about losing his legs. You know, no pretentious in John Creasel at all. He served as a state representative, so he's very, very accomplished in the political realm as well. And he just likes to have a good time. Now, I've met a lot of people who like Vegas before, and I would put my love of Vegas up there with anybody, but I will definitely have to defer to John Creasel on his love of Las Vegas. And anybody that loves Las Vegas as much as that is a catch in my book. Up next, the man of mystery, Mr. Z.
Well, Mr. Z is kind of a tough sell, considering that only a handful of people have ever seen him. Yeah, take my word, he is a smoke show. If you wanted to go on a movie and a dinner date, he'll have the movie covered. Just make sure you don't check it out on Rotten Tomatoes beforehand, and just take it for what it is. Mr. Z is a great human being.
And don't forget, he's also got a sweet pool now. So,
ooh, yeah, that's right.
Time for a little skinny dipping with Mr. Z.
Yeah, we got to get that invite back over there again.
Next up, I've got Ryan Donaldson. Now, Ryan Donaldson.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ryan Donaldson has a sweet-ass beard, and he loves to spend time on Lake Minnetonka with the boys. So if you are into boating, the lake life, drinking White Claws, that whole scene, I can think of no better ambassador for you than our own Ryan Donaldson. Plus, he's in charge of all the promotions, so you know this guy knows how to get the best word out there for anyone. So Ryan is your man.
I think literally out of all these descriptions, I think Ryan is probably the guy that is closest to me. I mean, I think I am Ryan Donaldson.
Okay.
So I'll probably swipe right on RD. I think he's a dark horse in this.
Beautiful. All right. Well, last for you is none other than stupid ass Dov.
Well, we got stupid ass David. If you're looking for a bandana-wearing degenerate gambler who stays off of social media, well, I've got the match for you. By far and away the most athletic of all the Lamberts, Dov's X factor is his infectious charm and his ability to talk anyone into anything. Now, that's kind of a warning. That can be dangerous, but he is definitely a smooth-talking son of a bitch.
Also, if you're a fan of the 86 Mets, Dov is definitely your guy.
Yes, yes. What up, well, D-Straw?
And last but not least is a newcomer to the field a little bit, but Zachary Helberson, old Zach Daniels himself, the legend from Vegas, the two-fisting Zach Daniels. What can't you say about this guy? Here's another. He's like a younger John Creasel, you know, kind of a John Creasel in training, because Zach loves to have a good time, and he has one of the sweetest voices. Like, I would kill for Zach's radio voice. It is great. It's awesome for play-by-play of hockey. And what can't you say about a voice like that? He could probably pretty much write his own ticket at the Fan. And he's young. You know, he's got youth on his side. I think he's he's definitely the youngest guy on this entire list. So if you're into the younger guys, check out old Zach Daniels.
Yeah, he's a good prospect. You just toss him down there at double or single A and let him kind of find his stroke, and he'll shoot out an all-star.
Absolutely. So those are the 16 babes of the power trip. So we are going to do a random coin toss, thanks to random.org, one of the greatest websites out there.
One of our sponsors.
Thanks, should be. I'm going to stick with Honey and Mackey's this week. Holy crap, was that good. So, Dave, you get to call it. We are flipping a virtual 50-cent piece, and you get to call heads or tails.
Heads.
The flip is heads indeed. So do you want to pick first, or do you want to have second, third, and so on in the snake draft?
I'll defer.
You'll defer, so I get pick number one. And that means I am going to go with the chalk and say Ben Lieber, because I think I think the rugged good looks are ultimately going to win out over everything else, all these other fine characteristics that we've talked about. So yeah. Ben Lieber is selection number one.
Yeah, that, I mean, obviously probably the obvious number one. Boy. All right, well, I get two here. I am going to take at number two, I will take Tommy Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
And at number three, I'm going to take Jason Zucker.
All right. So kind of going for the young athletic dudes. So Tommy Olsen and Jason Zucker go two and three. That flips back to me then at four and five. At number four, I'm going to go with Chris Hockey, because never underestimate a man with a microphone.
And a ginormous dong.
Of course. We covered that last week or 2 weeks ago.
I just keep saying it, so I hope we get $100 just like Tom and I did.
We need to talk ourselves into that deal.
My Venmo is...
Bets and Quotes is brought to you by Chris Hockey, who has an enormous crank.
That's a great bit. We should do that.
All right. So I'll take Chris at four. Okay. And at number five, I am going to go with Mark Parrish. He's still got the athleticism.
Yeah.
He's still a great dude. Got to go with Mark Parrish at number five.
All right. Well, I have six and seven. With six, I'm going to take, I'm going to go with the best teeth in the field and calves. I'm going to go with, Paul Meatsauce Lambert.
Oh, sniped it. All right.
Yep. And then with the seventh pick, I will take the 62 degree basement poker player, Corey Cove.
All right. That is it's a good selection there. It's a solid choice. He was definitely on my my short list here. And you definitely sniped Sauce, because if Sauce was still there at eight, that was a no. I would have run to the microphone.
I didn't want to jump up and grab him at three, so I was hoping he would slide to five.
All right. So last but not least, for the players that we are selecting at number eight, I honestly can't believe he's still out there. He's the ultimate experienced man, Mark Rosen. Yep. I mean,
plenty of experienced men left.
But how can Rosie still be there at eight? Come on. So your choices once again, one to eight, went Ben Lieber, Tommy Olsen, Jason Zucker, Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, Corey Cove, and Mark Rosen. Those eight will be randomly matched up against the eight guys that were not selected, and we will put that up to a user vote for you guys, and we'll just go from there. We'll just do that every week until we have a winner of the Bets and Quotes Bay Bracket. So be on the lookout for those polls, and be sure to get your votes in.
Time now for Power Trip Fanline on the Bets and Quotes Podcast Network. Your chance to talk about today's show with the Power Trip broadcast team. Add to the conversation on Power Trip Fanline by calling 908-TOMMY-53. Again, that's 908-866-6953. Now, it's your reaction to all the action. Power Trip Fanline. Here's Chuck and Dave.
All right. Well, on Fanline tonight, we got a couple calls to play back for you from a couple listeners. We got several calls, actually. A lot of them were with show ideas, and we appreciate those. So thank you for calling those in, and we'll definitely take your feedback on that kind of stuff. We've done several topics on previous shows before from suggestions from you guys. So if you have those, feel free to call those in as well. But let's go with the very first call from our friend Clint, who is who's good at trivia.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Clint in Tennessee, your only two-time trivia champion. I just want to let you guys know that as of July 1st this year, legal mobile sports betting is starting. So look for me to either be rich and on a yacht or broke and behind Vsauce's fan very, very soon. Bye!
I am jealous, man. That mobile gaming is the thing, and I cannot wait. That's why I'm so glad Iowa has that, because I just made that drive across Iowa not 2 days ago, and how I would have loved to have been on my phone doing nothing but mobile gambling, and I would be in the same spot as Clint.
Clint.
Yeah, I think I said that.
No, I'm just fucking yeah. I'm trying to figure out what is the, what is it? I could move down to New Prague. Where else could we move? Jordan, you know, just go run down to Iowa and quick fill up your account and run back over the border.
Albert Lee, man, you're just 15 minutes from there. Diamond you go. Joe.
Yeah, go down. Is that Cabela's still open?
I think that's, what's that, Faribault? Yeah, down there, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, you go hang out with Owl City and go do some mobile sports gambling.
God, that sounds like a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, so I'm all about, like, it's interesting, too, to note the different sports betting bills that have either passed or are making their way through the different states. Crickets from Minnesota, by the way. But yeah, because some of them they're all in on mobile gambling, like New Jersey. And of course, New Jersey's now passed Nevada in terms of sports wagering on a monthly basis. But yeah, it's interesting to see. And I think the ones that don't have the mobile gaming, they're definitely going to fall way behind in terms of revenue, because it really, really cuts out a huge market. So that's awesome to hear. And yeah, maybe I'll take a drive to Tennessee.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing, too, that I just kind of realized, Chuck. So you live in Missouri.
Yep.
I live in Minnesota. There's only one state in between us, and they have legal sports betting, and our states don't. I say we just get an apartment right in the middle of Iowa, go down to Des Moines, and they have a Pancheros there, I know for a fact. We can just set up camp down there.
Exactly, yeah. And I've actually got two chances, because I work in Kansas and live in Missouri, so it's like, come on. I'm like, I don't care whether I'm placing my bets at home in the evening or at work at lunch or whatever. But yeah, so hopefully somebody will get it rolling here. Good momentum this year, but still a long ways to go, so... Well, our second caller did not leave their names, but... It's a good call. I think they may have had a few, because this call came in at like 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Just want to say I love the show. You're doing a great thing. We're a little tipsy right now, but love everything you're doing, and you're keeping it real. And quotes, by the way, if you're ever up in Cook or Tower area at Lake Vermilion, give me a call. All right, party on.
What the fuck? Now I wish I know who that was.
I love that call, because it's like, yeah, if you're up here, give me a call. I don't have a number or anything, but give me a call. So that was awesome.
Now I'm thinking it's one of my relatives. Like, who knows that Camp David is up on Lake Vermilion.
Oh, I love it. Like, obviously, we listen to the 500 by Midnight podcast, where they do phone calls or voicemails as well. And yeah, the number of drunk calls that they get is just hilarious, and it's so funny to listen to, because it's Vegas, man, and people are crazy, and they're calling at all hours of the night, and who knows what is going on. So
you know,
so I love calls like that. I'm very honored that one of our very first calls was a little tipsy.
Right. Well, personally, I would prefer that people call into the Tommy 53 hotline drunk rather than sober. I think it makes it a lot more entertaining.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Or call when you're at future sponsor Honey and Mackey's and tell me that you're sending me something. So,
yeah, there you go.
Either way. Imagine if Honey and Mackey's served alcohol. Now there's the idea, right?
Yep. Those, just like those milkshakes at that burger bar in Cosmo.
Oh, yeah. Like,
oh, son of a bitch. If they made alcoholic milkshakes at Honey and Mackey's,
the best.
I'd be there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that will do it for Fanline, and that will also wrap it up for this week's episode. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right, and I'm, of course, the Power Trip Bets, and that phone number, once again, for the fan line is 908-TOMMY-53. Put it in your phone. Call us when you're drunk. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.